The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Kamala Harris has had pretty much the easiest 3 weeks of her life as she goes from concert venue to concert venue, calls it a campaign, is never actually asked a legitimate question from the media. They've done absolutely nothing. But as I'll talk about later, that still might not be enough to save her. Byron Donalds went on George Stephanopoulos' show and absolutely destroyed him on the media coverage that they've had for Kamala Harris. Remember, guys, I don't care if you like or subscribe to the channel. Don't worry about that, but I do want to hear your thoughts and interact with you. So go down below to the comment and let me know what you think about this video. Here it is.
Why is former President Trump questioning the vice president's racial identity?
Well, first, George, in Chicago, he was responding to a question from, I believe, Rachel Scott. Like, this is really a phony controversy. I don't really care. Most people don't. But if we're going to be accurate, when Kamala Harris went into the United States Senate, it was AP that said she was the first Indian American United States Senator. It was actually played up a lot when she came into the Senate. Now she's running nationally. Obviously, the campaign has shifted. They're talking much more about her father's heritage and her black identity. It doesn't really matter. The president mentioned it. What he also talks about far more frequently is the fact that Kamala Harris is the person who created this massive inflation, which is destroying black families, white families, Hispanic families. It's her failure as border czar that has left our southern border wide open, more than 10 million illegal immigrants coming into our country, record fentanyl coming into our country, which has killed more Americans than at any other point in the history of our country with respect specifically to fentanyl. And the fact that she and Joe Biden have unleashed one of the worst foreign policies in the history of our country that has us on the verge of World War III. That is Kamala Harris's record. President Trump talks about that frequently, but yes, he did mention it in Chicago in response to a question from Rachel Scott.
And you just repeated the slur again. If it doesn't matter, why do you all keep questioning her identity? She's always identified as a black woman. She is biracial. She has a Jamaican father and Indian mother. She's always identified as both. Why are you questioning that?
Well, George, first of all, this is something that's actually a conversation throughout social media right now. There are a lot of people who are trying to figure this out. But again, that's a side issue, not the main issue. The main issue.
Sir, one second. You just did it. You just did it again.
Vice President of the United States.
Why do you insist on questioning her racial identity?
You want me to talk?
I want you to answer my question.
George, now that you're done yelling at me, let me answer. He talked about it on the stage yesterday in Atlanta for, 2 minutes? He spent more than 35, 40 minutes going after her record, talking about how radical of a senator that she was. She was the most liberal senator in the United States, in the United States Senate. That is a fact. He talked about the job that she did as vice president of the United States, a job, I will add, which has been a failure for the American people. I know you guys like to glom on to this that he talks about in jest or in a serious manner for about a minute or so, but what you do not cover is the litany of failures of Kamala Harris. That's what you're not covering, George.
So what Byron Donalds says in this is absolutely true. For a while, I was critical of the Trump campaign for talking about kind of these useless things like Kamala Harris's race. And I still am, by the way. I don't think they should talk about those things. I've made that abundantly clear. But Donald Trump will bring up the black or Indian thing for like 3 minutes tops, like Byron Donalds says. I mean, if you look at I probably watch Donald Trump's campaign stuff a lot more than the average person. I watch him. He brings it up for a second. And by the way, that's more or less okay when you're playing to a crowd. I don't think he should talk about it when he's like having an interview. But, you know, he's playing to a crowd. Fine. He brings it up for 3 minutes. Then he talks for about 40 minutes on how to fix the economy and immigration, because those are like his big things. That's what he is known for. That's what he's good at. And then, and he also talks about how radical Kamala is, which is all great, and he needs to do all those things. But the media then, in order to cover Kamala Harris, focuses on the 3 minutes that Trump talked about kind of this ancillary thing to his audience. And it is, in fact, that they are obsessed with that, not MAGA. MAGA thinks it's funny. Sure, we talk about it. You know, I wrote myself in with MAGA only because I'm going to vote for Trump. Some days I think I'm MAGA. Some days I don't. I don't really know. But in any case, sure, we like to talk about those things. It's fine. But at the end of the day, the media is far more obsessed with it than any Republican is. The key to all this is that they actually don't care about the contents of it. They don't care that we're, you know, saying that Kamala has actually kind of been playing herself as an Indian rather than a black person until today. That's not what they care about. They don't care about the content of the message. What they care about is they're using it as a shield so they don't have to ask her any questions. They don't actually have, when Byron Donalds goes back to him and he says, so yeah, like, just curious, George, what do you, curious George, didn't think about that until, no pun intended on that one, but I'm just curious, George, why are you focusing so much on this, and what about the fracking that Kamala Harris wants to ban? What do you think about that? That they literally would not be able to answer that because it would completely expose Kamala Harris as a radical, so instead they covered up with this useless crap. Here is a tweet that really says it all that I retweeted just the other day. I want to show it to you guys. This person really just, they got the essence of what's going on right now. They said this is, I'll read it for those who can't see it, who are just listening. It says, one has to be amazed by this. Her polling went from the toilet to beating Trump without a single interview, not a single question about her policies. And this is in response to a New York Post article that says Kamala Harris gained 7 points in national poll in swing state. VP could boost her even more, as we'll talk about later. Tim Walz ain't gonna boost her at all. But again, you can look at this tweet and you can say, and you could be really pessimistic as a Republican and be like, oh, like that's bad. You know, she hasn't done anything substantive and somehow she's leading in the polls now. But I look at it the opposite way. This has all been a cover up from the media and a sugar high from Biden stepping down. That's what it is. And again, you could look at that pessimistically and be like, this sucks so much that they have the sugar high from Biden stepping down. It sucks so much that the media is covering up for her. But the reality is that because it has nothing to do with Kamala Harris, and by the way, it totally sucks that the media should be doing their job, but they're not. And we know that they're not going to do it. The Trump campaign has to stop talking about the unimportant things, and they have to force the conversation to be about policy. Because what that tweet means to me and what the polling is meaning to me, excuse me, is that as soon as Kamala Harris has to actually talk about policy, it's over for her. Excuse me. It's over for her. And so I actually think that's fantastic news because sure, the polling is great right now without her doing anything, but it means that as soon as she has to do something, people are going to sour on her very fast. As I've talked about in the past, Donald Trump has to debate her. He's got to actually make her talk about policy. And again, my optimism is in the fact that if a question is ever asked of her, there's a good chance it's going to go down. It's going to go downhill very fast and very far for her immediately because the Harris campaign has figured it out. The less she talks, the better they do. And that's all fine, and the media is going to cover them up. But all Donald Trump has to do with his campaign is figure that out and turn it on them and use conservative media, use the debate to turn it on Kamala Harris, because it means just as she goes up so much without actually talking about substance, she'll go down so fast as soon as she starts talking about her policy. This is not the only thing that I'm optimistic, however, when it comes to the race. The best poll of the entire election, I think, just came out, and I'm going to show it right here. The reason why I think it is the best poll is not because of the results of the poll, though the results of the poll are certainly good for Republicans, but it's the question that was asked. I've never seen a question like this. Here it is right now. I'm going to show you a couple other polls, but this is really the one that I thought was the most important. This poll was asked by TIPP, and the question is just simply, I'm pulling it up right here, who do you believe most of your neighbors would vote for? That's a really compelling question. Who do you think, it's not who will you vote for, who do you think your neighbors will vote for? Trump is up 9% on that poll, if you couldn't see it. 9%, so a significant lead on this. Why is this so huge? Because if you believe your neighbor is doing something, you are more willing to do it. It's keeping up with the Joneses, right? This is a sales technique that's used by a lot of people. Door-to-door salesmen do it all the time. They try to convince you that your whole neighborhood is doing it and you're missing out on it. I've talked about this before, but Trump is such a polarizing figure, and the media have done such a dirty job of making him seem like a leper to people that people are actually afraid of saying out loud that they'll vote for him. Like, for the average person, they ask, who are you going to vote for? Oh, I don't know. You know, but deep down, they're like, I'm voting for Trump because, you know, I want my retirement to actually be there, and I need to be, or if you're younger like me, I need to actually be able to afford a house. But they can't say that out loud. And so what we're seeing right now for the first time with the massive failures of Biden and Harris and the complete craziness that went on with that coup of Biden being taken out and replaced by Harris, you're seeing that the social permission to vote for Trump, it's just never been higher than now. I mean, really think about it. I mean, 2016, again, leper status. Oh, you're going to vote for Donald Trump? Okay, then you hate women because we want our first female president. Or in 2020, oh, you're going to vote for Donald Trump? He's the mean tweets. He's such a mean guy. You're such a mean person if you want to vote for Donald Trump. Today, oh, you want to vote for Donald Trump? Yeah, I kind of understand. I kind of get it. Him shaking his face and saying fight, fight, fight after assassination attempt. Yeah, it's kind of compelling, even to the people who aren't super into Trump. And so the permission structures have never been like this ever before. If people perceive that Trump is going to get votes from their neighbors, they're more likely to join in. That is my prediction. It shows that they don't believe Harris has as much momentum as the media would like you to think. And by they, I mean just Americans. I think Americans deep down know that there's really no momentum for Harris. There's not a ton of excitement for her. It's more the excitement of Biden stepping down. That's why there's this perception from them that Donald Trump actually, that their, you know, their neighbors are going to vote for Donald Trump. And again, if they think their neighbors will do it, I really believe that they are more likely to do it. Here are two more polls, though, that I do want to show you that are also, they make me very optimistic. Here they are right here. They're done by different people. They're really simple. This is just national averaging, or excuse me, this is just the national, two national polls among people ages 18 to 34. The first one shows Trump up 4%. Okay, that's kind of crazy. I mean, Donald Trump, I don't think he's ever been leading in the polls ever with young voters. We'll show this next one. Same deal, national election, 18 to 29. This one shows Harris up 56 to 26%. Massive discrepancy. And here's why. Don't click off the video right now because before you're going to click off, I have to say, I'm not saying that I believe that either of these polls are legit. What I'm saying is that there is a massive shift happening. And we don't know where the heck it's going, and we don't know, no one knows what's happening. We don't have conclusive data right now. People can make their averages. I think Nate Silver, you know, is really solid. I think when you average polls out, it gives you a little bit, a kernel of the truth, but, and you gotta go off something, right? Especially if you're doing, you know, analysis of an election for sure. But man, people just don't know what's going on. Never before I think have the polls been just such crap. And I don't mean crap as in they're wrong. What I'm saying is I don't know if they're wrong. I don't think anybody knows what's going on. And the reason why is because Kamala Harris hasn't been asked a single question. Like, we know who Donald Trump is. No one knows who Kamala Harris is. And then Kamala Harris just chose Tim Walz, who nobody knows who she is. Don't lie to me. You don't know who he is. Okay, fine. You might have looked it up. He's the Minnesota governor. You don't know a single thing that he's done. And you're probably conservative because you're watching my video. If you're liberal, thank you for watching anyway. But if you think a Democrat knows who he is, you're mistaken. They have no idea. It's not going to hurt her either. It just won't do anything. So I think the honest truth is the polls are complete bogus right now. And maybe in October, we'll start to get a little bit more conclusive because people are going to have to start making their decision. I think there will be a lot less undecided. People will hopefully, and again, I have faith in the Trump campaign that they're going to go out and make people know who Kamala Harris is by debating her, by doing better with their ad campaigns, putting some pressure on different media outlets to actually give her a real interview. And then by October, I'm hoping we'll have some more conclusive evidence. As of now, I think it's all complete bogus. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.